It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, WBRN Big Rapids, JIM Lansing. Man, we're growing and it's cool. And it's. I'm glad you're tuned in and going to spend an hour with us. And we're going to talk a little barbecue today. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking? Just getting ready to, first of all, we're pre-recording this because we're heading into the woods Saturday morning. So, by the time you hear this, I'll be in a tree, hopefully watching some beautiful wildlife and getting ready to strike. I'm bloodthirsty this morning.
Are you?
I am.
I'm just thirsty because I'm doing the same thing. I'm headed to bow camp, but not bringing a weapon, just bringing a Blackstone.
Well, that is a weapon in the wrong hands.
Right, yeah, exactly. No, we do the bow camp. We'll talk more about that, but I've got, I don't know, 40, 50 guys that I'll be feeding on Saturday evening. It's a just kind of kick off the season, little family / high school reunion. I look forward to it every year.
Well, check this out. The fella that owns the land, it's a family trust, but the fella that owns the land I hunt on, his name is Bo Camp.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
What else would you do there?
Right.
He won't let us duck hunt.
Right, yeah, well, they're too pretty, right?
Yeah. I think he thinks if you shoot the ducks, we won't have any.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't realize he's seeing different ducks every day. And I'm not going to try and tell him. I'm happy to use it for bow camp.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm bringing my son Jordan up, and we're just going to have a nice last night we will have had a nice cigar by the campfire. We set up the big expedition tent. I got it all hooked up with some nice permanent posts in ground and a metal rod going across the top, so no high winds are going to take us out this time.
Yeah, speaking of high winds, say a shout-out and a prayer for our friends in Florida that, well, all over the southeast now because it's coming back on land, and hopefully it doesn't hit the Carolinas as bad as it did Florida. But I had a brother that hung in there and rode that thing out, and he's halfway, it's a town called Inglewood, halfway between Tampa and Fort Myers, dead in the eye. And he rode it out, still doesn't have power, but they're okay. They were inland about 4 miles, and the surge didn't get there.
No.
And which is great, but they got all the wind and lost trees and stuff.
I called to check on my sister-in-law, my brother Mike, who passed a year and a half ago. They had a place in Punta Gorda at Burnt Storm Arena, right on the water.
Ooh.
And I called her, and she said, nope, I'm back home. They have a home in Spring Lake. So she said, I'm back up in Michigan.
Yeah.
But her girlfriend stayed there to keep an eye on the place. And I'm a little worried about Donna.
Well, you see,
because she's like 75, 80 years old.
Yeah, you see some of the pictures, and some of those monster yachts just look like they're stacked up like cordwood. You know, that, I don't know, did you see the pictures where the wind blew all the water out of Tampa Bay?
No.
Huge water, that is. Well, then it came back. Yeah, they were looking out through, there was just mud.
Wow.
Is all it was. And then,
oh, there's my watch.
Right, right. And about, in about 4 hours later, it came surging back in, you know, with a 10-foot wall of water.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and all those boats that were tied up just lifted up and set on shore. Man, they're all stacked up. It's crazy.
Well, there's going to be a lot of work to do. So if you're in the building trades, I'd get my trailer hooked up. And my big diesel pickup truck and a sleeping bag. Don't forget the tent.
Yeah, right.
And a bunch of coolers and a bunch of water because there isn't going to be any.
Right, yep.
And your generator with gas, go. Go, man. There's instant work as much as you can handle.
For as long as you want to be down there, yeah. Yep. But that's a unfortunate situation. But, hey, this is America, baby. We're all going to pull together and help these people and get them back on their feet as soon as we can. But they were showing pictures of swans swimming down city streets between the buildings.
I saw a shark.
Yeah, right. I heard that, too. I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Guy's going, I've heard about this, but here it actually is.
And he wasn't selling watches?
No, he was out of water. You could tell he didn't know where to go because it's like, it's getting thinner and thinner. Turn around, pal.
Yeah, right. Go with the flow. It'll get you back there. Right.
Or just sit tight. We're getting a spear gun.
Right. Yeah.
There's some good steaks there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So Yeah, it's that beautiful time of year. I mean, I was listening to a botanist, and they were talking about how all the he might have been an arborist, but
what's that? Plants or trees? They were. Am I following?
Are you done?
I am. I'm just trying to keep up.
They were talking about how this year has been so healthy for all the trees that the leaves are just super healthy, and you're going to see like they're going to hold. They're not under duress.
Okay.
Because we haven't had a drought. So they're going to hold their green right up until they can't, and then it's just going to boom, just like that. Just like when they came out in the spring. I was telling you about that grand solar minimum, how they just popped in one day. He said the fall colors are going to do something kind of similar. They're going to hang on, and then it's just going to be an amazing color experience.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
We got some great road trips to do.
My birthday's in a couple of weeks, and usually I remember that I have clients in northern Michigan, and I'd go up there around my birthday to talk to them, and you'd nail the color every year. And I'm sure it's a little later this year, I believe, because we're not seeing it. The TV isn't blatting about it. You know, your colors are peak here or there like they normally do. So I'm with you, man. But so this weekend, again, we're recording on Friday here because Bob and I are going to do bow hunting stuff. We're going to be talking a little bit about food and some of the equipment that we use when we go to bow camp. Mine is really a bow barn. It's not a bow camp. We're on a guy's pole barn.
His name
driveway.
Isn't Bow Camp. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
It makes
and,
sense.
So I'm bringing, for the first time ever, I'm just bringing a griddle. I've got one of these Blackstones.
So pancakes are on the menu?
No, because it's all evening stuff, and we'll cover the menu as we go through the show.
Oh, so you're going home at the end of the night?
No, I'm staying there.
Then there's breakfast the next day.
Well, but nobody's there.
You are.
Everybody leaves. Yeah, you're right. You know what?
You got to make some pancakes on that, baby.
Right, and throw in some eggs and some bacon.
So you're going to have that inside the pole barn then?
I could. I'll probably do it outside if the weather holds and it's supposed to be good. So, yeah, just so if it smokes a little bit, it doesn't smoke everybody up. But you got a big pole barn. So if it rained or the weather got bad, I can go on one side and then, you know, nobody even knows.
Use a nice corn oil on it.
Yeah. I've got avocado oil because of a high flash point that smokes at about 500 degrees.
Oh, okay. Better yet.
Yeah. So that's what I bought. It's a little pricey.
I bet.
It's $12 for like a quart of it.
Well, that's because you're paying for all the pain and suffering you caused everybody wanting guacamole.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We used up the oil in their guacamole avocados. But
or maybe they're crushing the seeds for that.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but it's avocado
Conrad,
oil.
Conrad, can you help us out here? Avocado oil. Where's that stuff coming from? And don't tell me
an avocado.
The skin.
Yeah.
The skin of a teenage
avocado. Right. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm over here just waxing up my bow. That's
okay. Yeah, that's that what you call that?
I'm glad there's a window between me and you.
Oh, he's got the code, doesn't he? So listen, thanks for joining us. It is the Grillin' Guys. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we want you to go to thegrillinguys.com. Give us a like on Facebook or Fakebook, and then hit on the right side of the cover page, you'll see all of our sponsors. Give them a like, check them out, see what kind of specials they're running. I know Mike Lindell has My Pillows. Your code is BBQ. Alan Bob's right now is smoking hot, and they've got all kinds of inventory. So if you haven't got everything you need to go hunting, it's a great time to do it. Merle has brought in just a boatload of tree stands, and of course he's got that cradle
sling.
Sling, and it's there's just all kinds of ways you can get out and enjoy the fall. You don't even have to bring a bow. You can just climb up there and fake it.
That's right.
It's a good place for a nap. Randy will tell you that.
Yeah, well, that it is. And if you love nature like Bob and I do, then it's a great place to go and sit in a tree, because you'd be amazed what you see if you just sit there quiet. There's a lot going on in that
woods. With your eyes open.
Right, yeah.
I got to tell you, looking across the woods once, and Randy and I were up north, I bought these two big, beautiful 22-foot stands, and he's at the top of the world, mouth open, sawing logs.
Right.
That's all I had to
add. Well, it might have been a rough night the night before, I'm just saying, but, you know, it is what it is. That's part of deer camp, too, is you go back and you think you're a kid again, and yeah. You do things you shouldn't do, and you feel bad the next day as a result of it. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about a little camp food. And Philly's might be on there. I don't know what else, but we'll talk with you in a minute.